This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Today marks the start of a week of celebrations of the life and legacy of the late President Jimmy Carter. It all begins in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where he will be buried after an official farewell in Washington. CBS's Mark Strassman joins us from Plains.
Jan Williams called Carter a friend for nearly 50 years. They worship together every Sunday at Maranatha Baptist Church.
I just want to go and stand by the casket for a few moments and just say out loud, thank you, Mr. Jimmy.
Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer, who covered the Carter White House, details how today will unfold.
Following the poignant remembrance in the Carter family hometown of Plains, the former president's body will travel to Atlanta. There will be a moment of silence at the state capitol where he served as a state senator and, of course, governor. The coffin will then go to the Carter Center, where the public will be able to pay their respects.
Jimmy Carter died last Sunday at the age of 100. Federal authorities are warning of the potential for copycat incidents after the deadly New Year's truck attack in New Orleans. CBS national security contributor Sam Vinograd is a former official in the Department of Homeland Security.
The Department of Homeland Security, FBI, National Counterterrorism Center issued a bulletin to law enforcement partners warning about the potential for copycat attacks, encouraging law enforcement partners to stay vigilant. In addition to the bulletin, they are also conducting calls with law enforcement associations and partners at the federal, state, and local level to encourage vigilance and to share threat information.
14 pedestrians were killed in the New Year's attack in New Orleans. The driver who plowed his truck into the crowd was killed in a shootout with police. The new Congress has been sworn in, and one of the first orders of business will be confirming President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. New Senate Majority Leader John Thune says some of Trump's most controversial choices must go through the confirmation process.
Whether or not they get through that process is going to be up to each individual senator and how they decide to vote. We have a three-vote margin in the Senate, but I do think that in most cases at least, most of our Republican senators are inclined to give the president the people that he wants in these positions.
The full interview will be on tomorrow's edition of CBS's Face the Nation. The U.S. Surgeon General is calling for cancer risk warning labels on alcoholic beverages. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
There was a survey out that found that only 45% of Americans know that there is a risk of cancer related to alcohol. Compare that with 90% of Americans who know that cigarettes cause cancer. Dr. Murthy was said, you know, got to get the word out.
Alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in America. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Right now, it's one above zero.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's nothing like a polka, any place of any time. Well, Chad Cebilski and the boys kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party. Tim, the polka guy, is suffering a little bit, a little under the weather in this new year that we're starting. But tell you what, we're going to play some good music and not talk so much. I think my voice is starting to go too here. So, I had to get somebody else to do my show for me. Nah, we'll keep on doing this. Anyway, let's continue with some more music from Chad. And Pulaski is a polka town.
Town with loads of the boys and girls around. It's very plain to see they're singing merrily, dancing and hopping up and down. It's very plain to see they're singing merrily, dancing and hopping up and down. The polka is a dance for me. My feet move automatically. My head sways side to side. My feet go left to right. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be. My head sways side to side. My feet go left to right. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be. Side to side, my feet go left to right. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be. My head sways side to side, my feet go left to right. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be. Pulaski is a polka town. You see them twirling all around. That's one thing you will know wherever you will go. Everyone loves that polka sound. That's one thing you will know wherever you will go. Everyone loves that polka sound. Yeah.
Shotzi. I call you Shotzi cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi, my heart is with you everywhere you go. Shotzi, Shotzi, I have this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you guess what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you'll guess what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party. I'm going to continue with more music. I can't talk too much today, so you'll just have to work with me today. I have a tune now from Roger Bright, and it's entitled, Will You Love Me?
Will you love me in the springtime? Will you love me in the fall? Will you love me in the meantime? Will you love me best of all? Is your love as true as heaven? Then the whole world will be mine, and you'll have my love forever. Yes,
got together to ask if I would write a song for Grandma and Grandpa because they are so nice. They gave me their ideas, the things they love to do. I put them all into a song. I wrote them just for you. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha e jadush, you know that I love you. Going to a ball game, fishing on the lake. Hey, eating Grandma's cookies and tasting Grandma's cake. Going to the circus when it comes to town. Hey, eating cotton candy and laughing at the clowns. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha e jadush, you know that I love you. Chocolate ice cream, going for a ride. Hey, swinging on a swing or sliding down a slide. Going for a pony ride on a sunny day. Hey, saying that you love me in so many ways. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. You know that I love you. Oh, Grandma, Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha e jadush, you know that I love you. We'll be right back.
place we used to meet. That's where I laid my future at her feet. Cab driver, once more down the street. Cab driver, you better take me home. I guess that I was meant to be alone. I hope God sends me someone of my own. Cab driver, you better take me south.
soon will go to that dear one whom I love so. It won't be long till I am there, and with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say, no more over three hills I'll stray.
WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Official memorial services for the nation's 39th president begin in his home state of Georgia. CBS's Jim Crisula is there.
There will be a full day of events today as Georgia says goodbye to its only native son to ever be elected president. A hearse will carry Jimmy Carter's flag-draped coffin through his small hometown of Plains before a four-hour journey to Atlanta for a late afternoon private memorial service at the Carter Presidential Center.
The New Year's truck attack in New Orleans has federal officials being extra vigilant.
Federal authorities are deeply concerned about the potential for copycat attacks following the vehicle ramming incident in New Orleans on New Year's Day.
CBS national security contributor Sam Vinograd. One of the first orders of business in the new Congress will be Senate confirmation of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks.
They deserve a fair process, and that's what we've committed to and promised.
That's Senate Majority Leader John Thune. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Canyon.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January. It will be sunny, though. Today's highs only near 14, wind chills in the teens below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near zero. A bit milder on Sunday with highs in the upper teens. Right now, it's one above zero.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I have money, I drink plain soda, she drink ginger cola. I dance the polka, she dance the hula. I take her walking, she does the talking. Moon is shining, my heart is pining. She says, no Johnny, don't try to tease me. Oh no, no Johnny, you cannot squeeze me.
Julieta, Julieta,
you are my honey.
Julieta, Julieta,
I have lots of money.
Julieta, Julieta,
you are my sweetheart.
Julieta, Julieta,
say we'll never part.
Only half past ten. Play a tune by Lawrence Stucco and the drink or two, now I'll have mine on ice, and give a little listen to the music of dance lights. By Cousin Aggie and the Polka Jets. Almost time to shut her down, but first we'll have one more. Dick Rogers will play this before Harold locks the door. Thank you.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly, we have time for maybe one more song. No beer today or new gas today. It's the Bauer Boys. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll do this again next week. Hopefully, I'll be feeling better. Thanks for putting up with us today. Have yourself a great week. Bye-bye.
I was driving through this town one Sunday afternoon, and all I had was a dollar.
$1.
I stopped into this bar and ordered up a beer, and you should have heard the bartender holler.
What did he say?
No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday. No beer today, no beer today. You can buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The national farewell to Jimmy Carter begins today in Plains, Georgia, where America's 39th president spent most of his life. Friend and neighbor Jan Williams, just like about everyone else in Plains, called him Mr. Jimmy.
He has touched my life in so many ways. I just want to go and stand by the casket for a few moments and just say out loud, thank you, Mr. Jimmy.
Former President Jimmy Carter died last Sunday at the age of 100. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer covered the Carter administration. He details the start of the memorials for the late president.
Presidents plan their own funerals. Jimmy Carter was a planner. He was an engineer. The day starts with the hometown goodbye. The motorcade carrying the body will pass through the short main street of Plains, Georgia. At his boyhood home, an old farm bell will sound 39 times.